Brilliance Audio.
Plain Dead by Andy Maslin. Performed by Steve West. Pale rays of early morning September sunlight striped the soldier's face. She sat with her back to an overturned wooden cart. Bootleg DVDs spilled across the gritty tarmac. On this particular Sunday, the temperature on the plane hovered at just above freezing. A burned-out car shredded by an IED lay on its side to the soldier's right. To her left, tacked to the front door of a whitewashed two-story building, a crudely painted sign read, Baghdad Marriott. Bearing a full-color advert for Al Jazeera, a scrap of newsprint drifted through the mist-shrouded village towards her. The paper fluttered a few centimeters above the ground, then, caught by a sudden gust of wind, picked up speed. On it sailed for a few more yards before catching on the soldier's left boot. It rattled on her toe cap, then detached, snagged momentarily on the knife in her right hand, and blew across her face. For a few seconds, the wind held it fast, molding it to her features, before snatching it away and sending it swirling up into the air. A small iridescent green fly flew up from the pool of blood in which she sat. It crawled across the gently curved surface of her right cornea before flitting to the wound in her throat. There, it began laying its eggs. 16 miles to the southeast of her position, the bells of Salisbury Cathedral chimed 6 times. Inspector Ford slurped down the last of his breakfast coffee and picked up his guitar. It had been a wedding present from Lou, a 62 Fender Stratocaster in Fiesta Red. Holding it, he allowed himself to remember holding her. Whenever he took it out to gigs, guys would come up to him in the interval or afterwards, as he and his bandmates were packing up. They'd make small talk, then hit him with the inevitable question, "It's not for sale, is it?" And he'd always smile, shake his head, and maybe grip the neck a little tighter. As the amp's valves warmed up and intensified the hum from the guitar's pickups, he strummed a chord. He had no need to be quiet. Sam was away on a climbing trip, one Ford had agonized over for weeks before finally caving in and giving Sam his blessing. It had been one of the most difficult decisions he'd ever had to make, whether to let Sam spread his wings, which, at 16, he was entitled to demand, or to protect him from the dangers of the mountains, which, deep down, he knew were worse for the father than the son. Sam had gone with a bunch of his classmates, including his best friend, Josh Pitt. Josh's parents, Miles and Eleanor, lived a few doors along Rainhill Road from Ford. They had helped him through his grief after Lou's death.
"He'll be fine, mate,"
Miles had said after dropping the boys off at the coach station and coming round to Ford's for a beer.
"Mr. Moyles is a climber himself, and the instructors at the centre are absolutely top-notch. I checked out their CVs online."
Ford had smiled at that. How like Miles to have researched the background not just of the chemistry teacher leading the trip, but the guys at the climbing centre. In a final effort to allay Ford's fears, Sam had installed a new app on both their phones. He'd shown Ford how to share their locations.
"You'll be able to see where I am, Dad."
Ford tried it the first full day of the trip, but experienced such a rush of anxiety when he saw the little pulsing dot in the middle of the mountains, he vowed to leave it alone. He began playing Stormy Weather, then stopped abruptly as the song's minor chords made him well up. An old Delta blues tune lifted his mood. He stayed in Mississippi for another hour, working out the kinks in his mind by cycling back and forth through others' stories of love and loss. At 8, he rested the Strat back on its stand, switched off the amp and went for a shower. The day stretched ahead of him, gloriously free of any responsibility. They just closed a case, and for once there weren't any others piling up on his desk or anyone else's. His phone vibrated on the desk beside him. Heart pounding, he snatched up the phone, saw the name Sam, the rest of the text blurred. Was he okay? In hospital after a fall, homesick. In the Jag, Ford could be with him in under 3 hours if he canned it. But would an E-type be suitable for bringing a wounded boy home again?